right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. And I'm joined by Tom Patterson. He is the CEO and founder of Motivate, which we'll hear all about in a little bit. But first, can you tell me, did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
That's a great question. I think from the beginning, I thought about the type of work I wanted to do, and I wanted to create a culture that would be filled with friends and vision and fun and energy. So I think I was always inspired to get to a point in my career where I could go do that myself. And I think that's where my entrepreneurial path started.
I think a lot of successful entrepreneurs start with that passion and that why, and they don't even necessarily know at first what form it's going to take. Is that true for you?
I think for a lot of folks, and I'll have to be honest, there's a tinge of ego that has to deal with who am I in the world. And I think there's a pathway a lot of entrepreneurs see where, wow, I'm a CEO, I'm going to get founded. It's best when you take that energy early in your career coupled with something that is more meaningful. But it's also tough for people to find something they're super meaningfully connected to before they start to mature and become more soulful. I found that like my decisions on what I'm doing for entrepreneurship change based on the phase of life that I'm in. And I would say at the beginning of my career, it was a little bit more about being someone. And I think now it's more about what can I provide to the world that's valuable. So I don't ever want to say that I think it's a static process. I think it's kind of dynamic.
Is it more fulfilling now that you're asking yourself, what can I do for the world and for people?
Yeah, I think that a lot of entrepreneurs tie so much of their self-esteem into their product being perfect earlier on. And as you mature as an entrepreneur, you want to do things because of the meaning it has and about the learning you get. And you don't tie your ego and your self-esteem to any one experiment or any one thing you're doing, which gives you great flexibility to listen, to be more open to getting feedback, and it speeds you through the process because you're actually being honest with yourself about what you're building. And I think when you're connected to where your heart is, that creates this really powerful combination. I'm moving towards something that's more about me and it's helpful, and I'm not allowing the ego that blocks me from learning quickly to get in the way.
Well, one thing I think all entrepreneurs can agree upon is that they're busy. So do you have any tricks for being more productive?
This is, I think, the biggest issue. And I think becoming an entrepreneur now is so much harder. I was just talking to a friend today, and he said that people no longer go to bars in their social life to meet people. It's all dates now set up through online stuff. And so, for example, if you're an entrepreneur that's single, your whole social life is set up with all this distraction of information and things that exist. And I share with you that as just one aspect of someone's life. We have all this other interruption that comes in through social media. I think what's really important for an entrepreneur now is how do they tune out these distractions that exist in their life that can be all-consuming. One quick hack that I have done recently is I've taken all my emails, my direct emails that come to me every day, and they're all bundled together now in one email that I read instead of having to kind of get interrupted by all those emails that are mixed with my business emails.
So streamline it. Streamline. Look at them all at one time.
Totally.
Like how many times a day?
Yeah, just I look at now anything that's non-business just once. And wow. In the past, it was probably interrupted 20 to 30 times.
Yeah.
And so I'm sharing with you that as a little viewpoint that there's all these little things that we can do that give us more time to focus on our business.
Because there's always that reset time, too. And
yeah, so every time
so just
you
do
get,
that once.
Right. Every time you get interrupted, right, you're out of the mode.
Totally.
And, there's this great guy named Stephen Kotler. He's doing work with Google now about being in the zone or getting into flow state. Flow state only works when you're deeply immersed and uninterrupted for enough period of time. All these interruptions in our life keep us from our greatest accomplishments, our greatest ability to be creative, because we get interrupted on the way to our flow state. So an entrepreneur's most important thing is to find lots and lots of time where they can think in an uninterrupted fashion.
I've even heard some entrepreneurs take it a step further and not just not look at email, but turn off their phone, tell their employees, hey, don't disrupt me for the next few hours. Do you think that's effective too?
For sure. The one of the, I think, biggest hacks, and I don't know whether it's Tim Ferriss or one of the other folks that's helping people hack their life now, talks about the fact that on the way from kind of being obsessive about your product, a great CEO, founder, entrepreneur needs to basically delegate everything that they don't need to do so they can find times to reflect on their business and think about where the competitive market is, think about what they need to do for funding, think about how to be strategic about their next hires. And when you're in that state of constantly being interrupted and stress without this free time, you're not thinking with your whole brain. You're in this fight or flee mode and you're reacting to things. So absolutely, solitude is a really important thing to get, and it gives us a chance to, you know, kind of reflect on all the things that are going on in our life.
Absolutely. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Tom Patterson. He's the CEO and founder of Motivate. So it sounds like, based upon talking to you, that you like to delegate. You're not a micromanager. How do you let go of your business like that and trust your employees?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know that I've always been a service leader. You know, there's five levels of leading. It starts with dictator, tell me what to do. It moves towards hierarchy, where someone's in charge. The third level is father, parent-child, where dad's my buddy, but he's also going to make me do stuff I don't want to do. To team leader, where we're all kind of working together, we're not sure who's the boss. To service leader, whose job is to make you better.
Mm.
And that's how they view their life.
Is that the goal? Is that the best leadership method?
It's the best leadership style. The best leadership style is, what can I do to make the people around me better? And the beauty of that mode is it enables you to get energy by everything that you do. When we're in service of other people, we feel better. It's actually the best endorphic hit. We're in a gratitude state and we feel good about ourselves. So service leaders get energy by the things that they do to help their organization be better. But by enabling the organization to be better, the organization gets better.
And it probably empowers the employees to have more buy-in and to do their best work, too. So ultimately, you are accomplishing what you want, and that is to better your bottom line and grow your business.
Right. I mean, the best meetings are when the CEO says very little. And their job is just to kind of enable the organization to do what they do best. And organizations typically limit the ability for their people to be as great as they can because they have an ego CEO that's trying to make every decision. That's not where the knowledge is. The knowledge is in the people. And I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but I think all of us, at least myself included, try to aspire to be a better leader when
they
can.
You're very humble. We know that. You're a humble leader, and that's a good quality. So you have disrupted your industry. Where did you come up with this idea? Where did you get your innovation?
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I'm not sure we have disrupted it yet, but what I would say is we've fully immersed the potential for disruption. And
that's the goal.
That's the goal. The goal is that we believe we have a vision for the world. And in 5 to 10 years, we believe that instead of having to think about debt, why isn't my computer thinking about it for me and automating the decisions I have to make in my financial mm-hmm. life? One huge opportunity is the $12 trillion worth of debt, which amounts to about $700 to $800 billion worth of fees that Americans have to pay on that debt every year. Within that, there's an incredible opportunity to make better decisions about when to pay, when to refinance, how to think about consolidating loans. And 2/3 of Americans don't understand compound interest, which is how interest and fees are calculated against the debt that you have. So imagine unleashing the power of the computer and AI to make all those decisions for you, take money out of your checking account and pay when it's best for you. That amounts to an incredible change in people's lives and dispositions. I think the truth is, I didn't come from a lot of money when I grew up, and I look around to people that are still in my lives in different ways, and you start to see the struggle. In Silicon Valley, we build a lot of things for the 1% of America, the rich, things that bring sushi to your table in 30 minutes. That's great. Those things are great. But what can we actually do to harness the power of technology that makes these little tweaks in people's lives where they don't have to think? And I think there's a huge opportunity for that.
Awesome. We'll be right back with Tom Patterson, CEO and founder of Motivate. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. And I am joined by Tom Patterson. He is the founder and CEO of Motivate. So I'm going to put you on the spot right away. What is Motivate's 30-second elevator pitch?
30 seconds. Motivate is your automated debt advisor for any debt, mortgage debt, student loan debt, credit card debt, auto debt. We optimize the repayment schedule that you should pay and help you understand whether you should refinance or not to help you save money in interest, to do things like own your home faster. And the most important thing is get out of debt so you can move on to the things you want to accomplish in life.
So as you were starting this business and putting together your business plan, what were some of those key things that you planned out right away and that you had a vision for that have really proven to be helpful to your business right now?
The most important thing that an entrepreneur can take with them is a mentality to insatiably learn about any area that they're going to create something in. So the most important thing for me was to develop a mindset that I need to become an expert in an area such as debt and mortgage. And that requires you to be really open-minded about things you might think are true and to be open to the disapproval of that thing that you thought. So we did things like talk to 50 people about their views on debt. We showed them prototypes of what we could do for them in very, very simple pieces of paper that we drew out. So that learning never ends and becomes part of your culture. The second thing was to go as fast as you can. The only strategic advantage you have over larger companies is that you can move faster.
And what do you mean by that?
You have to be able to, if a company, for instance, say you're competing with Wells Fargo, one of the largest banks, and say their innovation pace is they do a release once every 6 months. As an entrepreneur, I should be able to put a release out to the market of new software every 6 days. So I need to beat them, say, and that's not the exact math, 100 times faster. We control that. That's the moment where you are providing customers with things that they want at a much greater pace, but you're also getting knowledge back of what you've put out and is it valuable to the consumer. That is its own energy that you draft on that enables companies to build trajectories. Companies like Uber, you know, GM has been around for how long? We've got companies like Uber that are coming around and in 5 years, they're becoming the most valuable transportation company in the world. That happens because the CEO of Uber, Travis, is an insatiable learner, and they continue to push speed as one of their critical advantages for making people happy. So that is something that you control. A mentality of learning and the speed at which you go.
And a lot of entrepreneurs have the motto of fail fast, like try things and try them right away so you know if they work or not. Do you agree with that motto?
So things have changed a lot. So I started on the web in 1996, roughly, the beginning, right after Netscape was launched. And when that was first happening, there was about 4,000 companies. Now there's about 4 million. And that has caused two things to happen. We're competing with the entire world and who's going as fast as they can.
Just a little intimidating.
So the odds are against you. And a lot of areas of opportunity have already been explored. So in order to have your best chance, you have to explore multiple opportunities in the time you have, because entrepreneurs only have so much time. You only have so much capital and so much opportunity and so long to keep the team together. So you have to run experiments on a daily basis that enable you to learn. And you need to challenge the organization to move from one learning a day to 10 learnings a day. The beauty of it, the tools that we have now, the ability for instance, you, Alex, to start a company and to get data by putting ads into Facebook coming into your landing page, you could have them up and out tomorrow. And in the past, we had to hire a whole engineering team to build all that. So any entrepreneur has the ability right now to go get as much learning as it can without having to do what we had to do in the past, which is build all this stuff.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Tom Patterson, founder and CEO of Motivate. Now, of course, when you are growing quickly, trying things quickly, sometimes you're growing faster than your infrastructure. Have you come across any obstacles while your company's been growing?
I think all entrepreneurs, they're basically dimensionalized by two things. One is, are you pre-product market fit? In other words, product market fit is the moment where the market is pulling you by the nose forward because people want your product so much. And if you're on the pre-side of that, you're looking for that opportunity to actually find that moment where people love your product. On the other side of product market fit, this is when you get into those scaling issues. Those are the areas where you don't have enough customer service reps, or they're asking for features that would be helpful to them and you can't build those things fast enough, or the payments that they want to make are coming through different ways that they want to pay and you have to go build that. That's when I think you get into the crisis of leadership on how to scale an organization. That all starts with people, and people is really what makes the company able to kind of stay up with these pressures.
So part of keeping those good employees is, of course, creating a nice work culture and inserting a little bit of fun into the workplace, too. How do you do that?
The most important thing, I think, is what we shared a bit earlier around finding places where people get into flow. I think is all of us as humans, we want to be recognized for being valuable. The way to recognize someone and being valuable is to pay attention and to connect the work they do to its impact on the organization. We just had a chat from a gentleman named Alan Mulally, who is the CEO of Ford. And I don't know if he was sharing last night or had read in his book, one of the things that he tried to do was help people understand what the company's mission was and where it was on those things that they needed to achieve on the mission. And what that did is it helped bring a light on people on how they could affect that thing that was important, and to be recognized for that, of having improved that, that makes us feel like we have purpose.
Awesome. Thank you so much to my guest, Tom Patterson, CEO and founder of Motivate. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
How would you like to learn the secrets to engaging followers on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn? Become an influencer. Business Rockstars is giving you the secrets to social media, and it's free. Join us for our Social Media Startup Bootcamp, a live online event Thursday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com, learn from rockstar CEOs, including Leonard Kim, who will teach you how to become an influencer, Jennifer Puno, Instagram social media ninja, and SEO and social media guru Austin Hay. the Business Rockstar Social Media Startup Bootcamp. Find out how to engage and grow your Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn social footprints. Click, like, share. The Business Rockstar Social Media Startup Bootcamp, live Thursday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up now. That's businessrockstars.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Yeah, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz.
The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We're here to
inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. And I am joined today by Nav Athwal. He is the CEO and founder of Realty Shares. And you have such an interesting story about cutting the cord, going from your 9 to 5, I'm sure it was a little bit longer than that, in real estate, and then starting your own company. Tell me about that journey.
Well, first and foremost, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, welcome.
The journey of starting a business is different for everybody. There's no sort of rule book, and I think that's the one thing to kind of keep in mind. But the journey for me was just really surrounded around passion for something that I could innovate and create with Realty Shares. And it started with me kind of working as an attorney in real estate and getting the bug, joining forces with someone I'd met in school. And we both wanted to change how real estate and real estate investing worked and wanted to use technology to do it. So started working nights and weekends, essentially, while I was still an attorney to start thinking about the idea, cultivating it. So it was really definitely not 9 to 5. It was sort of 9 to 10.
Because you basically had two full-time jobs. You were doing your job as an attorney, and then you were starting this company alongside of it.
Yeah, exactly. So you're doing your day job, and you're coming home, and you're working on your passion. So it was two jobs. And really, I think what keeps you going, though, is this belief in the vision and mission for what you're trying to create. So I think it was very difficult. And ultimately, 6 months after doing the two jobs, I quit. Because I felt like that was a good point in terms of where the company had gotten to really go at it full time. But the journey was really just a lot of hard work, perseverance, and passion and belief around what you're creating and what you're trying to disrupt. So that's really the backstory.
Yeah, and it was really that innovation that allowed you to start this company. Were you just always kind of paying attention to the trends in real estate and what needs there were? And is that what allowed you to come up with the idea?
I'm a passionate real estate guy. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing,
it's
but hopefully a good thing.
Passion's always good.
Passion's good. So I'd spent a decade in the real estate industry. Mm-hmm. I started my career as a real estate broker, actually. So I was helping people buy homes and apartment buildings and then transition into real estate law. So I had a really good glimpse into the real estate market. Obviously, was in the market because I was passionate about it. But also, after 10 years in the industry, you realize how inefficient that market really is. It's a asset class measured in trillions, not billions. But there's so much that can be improved upon how people buy a home, finance a property. So yeah, it was those experiences, plus my former background as an engineer, that allowed me to kind of look at real estate with the lens of there's a lot better improvements we can make to this asset class and just provide a better experience for customers, tenants, buyers, sellers. So yeah, it was that experience that allowed me to kind of see the improvement areas.
Yeah. And when you were working those basically two full-time jobs, you, I'm sure, were just totally busy. I'm sure you're still very busy. Do you have any tips or secrets on how to be more productive?
So it always goes back to, for me even today, to kind of mental health, right? I think when you're working, you can work 24 hours a day, right? You can just give up sleep. And there's so much to do, especially when you're starting a business, that you can be working all the time. But a lot of times the ability to kind of be productive and to really be able to innovate, create, takes a lot of mental health. So I think taking breaks, you know, getting exercise, doing the things that entrepreneurs often forego because they think it just detracts them from running their business. It's so important.
I always like to say sometimes you have to slow down to speed up. Like if you take that break, then when you are working, you're going to be so much more productive.
That's exactly right. So I think really what helped me is one is a good support network, having a wife that really was supportive and was okay with me leaving a six-figure job to run a startup on ramen. And two is just having balance. Even when it seems like it's impossible to have balance because you have just so much to do, you've got to create that balance. Otherwise, you're just not going to be as productive. And even now with Realty Shares, kind of as a 70-plus person company, every morning I get up and I go to the gym, right? Or I'll do yoga or do something that gets
That's
me
incredible.
Not thinking about Realty Shares. And I just am so much more productive for it.
And what about organization tools? Do you use certain apps or what kind of tools do you recommend to aspiring entrepreneurs?
I'm not the most organized guy, so that's one of not my strong suits, but I definitely have gotten better at it. So I use a tool called Asana. It's basically project management software. It started by one of the early founders of Facebook. And it provides me with essentially a checklist of the most important things I need to get done that day. The other thing I like to do is get to what I call inbox zero every night. So emails, I think I've lost count of how many hundreds of emails I get every day now, but being able to get through those emails every night and starting the next day without a lot of the carryover allows me to start the day a bit more fresh and really focus on the more important things rather than getting bogged down by emails. So those are two things that really have helped me be more productive along with just being mentally healthy.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Nav Athwal. He is the CEO and founder of Realty Shares. Now, how would you describe your leadership style?
So empowerment is, I think, the good word to describe it. I think there's a couple different pieces to empowerment. I think it's sort of a mix of accountability and autonomy. So, you know, with autonomy comes accountability. So really being able to lead first by example and two, trusting the folks that work for you, right? Being able to give them enough autonomy where they feel like they have a runway to make decisions without being micromanaged. So one thing we talk about a lot at Realty Shares is empowering others. And I don't think that only is restricted to the internal employees, but also our customers. What we're allowing our customers to do is be empowered to invest in real estate in a more efficient way or get financing in a more efficient way. So using the same concept of empowerment for employees and leading through empowerment and through autonomy and giving them a support as needed, but not micromanaging them. I think that describes my leadership.
You delegate.
Yeah, delegate. Yeah. But it's not just delegating because you can delegate and then you can still be in the weeds at every corner, right? So you can delegate at a surface level.
Delegate and then trust and let go a little bit.
You have to delegate trust. So you have to delegate trust and then be there to support. I think those are the three critical pillars to really allowing employees to be set up for success, but also feeling like they have the ability and the autonomy to make decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. So who would you say gave you the best advice and what is that advice?
One of my early mentors. So one thing I think is really critical for early entrepreneurs is surround yourself with really good mentors and advisors. I'm a first time founder. Mm-hmm. I know what I don't know. So having that support network helps. So one of the early pieces of advice I got is hiring. Make sure you spend a lot of time on hiring the best people. I think we've done a really good job of establishing a very strong team of different backgrounds, but one that fits really well and is very collaborative. So I think hiring and taking the time to hire the best people, I think there's a common saying, hire slow, fire fast. And I think that's very true. But hiring, I think too often a lot of entrepreneurs focus on talent exclusively, right? I want the smartest people in my company. But I think they've often overlooked the EQ elements of an employee, right? The collaboration, the cultural fit. Do they fit within what the company is and what it stands for? So early on, I did make mistakes in hiring people that are very smart, but were also pretty destructive to the company or toxic. So I think hiring for both elements is very critical. But just spending time on hiring and cultivating talent and making sure you're bringing the best talent in both elements, IQ and EQ, is very critical.
How do you measure EQ when you're hiring?
It's very hard, right?
Yeah.
And I think, so what we did was we established a set of sort of core principles for the company. And it was after the company had been around for about a year. And we said, okay, what is this company starting to feel like in terms of culture? What is it standing for? And we came up with a set of principles that we said, okay, these are the three or four things that really matter to us as a company. And then essentially being able to bring those into the interview, right? It's very difficult even with defined core principles, but you can ask some questions once you have a defined core principle or cultural element that you can use to spot things that would either say, oh, wow, this person can really fit within the company's culture, or wow, this person is could be a disaster. But part of it is just you don't know until you start working with somebody, right? And that's the whole fire fast, right? If someone, you made a mishire, that happens all the time, don't let it linger, because if it's a cultural issue, it could be very destructive and you could lose a lot of other good talent as a result.
What's your take on working from home? Do you let your employees do that at all?
So we have what we call a flexible work environment, meaning different people come in at different times. There's no sort of set. You have to be in here at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Engineers tend to come in a little later. They'll stay later. And, you know, salespeople come in earlier because they need to get on the phone. So we're not very strict around your time in the office. We care more about impact than FaceTime. But the working from home and the distributed teams thing, I've been sort of an opponent of those things. Distributed teams, because one thing that employee will miss if they're not in the office all the time is, again, that culture, right? That being fitting within the company as it's growing, startups change quickly. So I think you lose that. And the second thing you lose is the collaboration, right? A lot of decisions are made in real time when you're sitting down and saying, hey, let's go grab lunch and talk about this product issue.
And there's nothing quite like FaceTime. It's much different when it's over email when you're trying to collaborate.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of great tools out there. We use Slack. We use, you know, email, obviously. But there's just no replacement for face-to-face time. With that said, there are folks that will work from home once in a while or work from home once a month or once every few weeks. We don't prohibit that, but I think it's harder to really build the company you want to build when everyone's scattered and working from home and in the office, et cetera.
Definitely. So who would you say are some of the other key leaders in your company that you just could not run it without them?
Oh, my gosh. All the leaders. So our chief product officer, Simon Morris, he's a very seasoned product person, but also data and engineering. Our CTO, Gene Linesky, run the tech and product side of the house. I'm not a technical founder, although I was an engineer in a past life. So having someone that can supplement your strengths, when you're building a leadership team, you want people that can do something better than you can. So what I've been able to do is hire people that are much better than me at various things, and I'm proud of that, right? I'm not intimidated at all by that. So Gene and Simon run the tech side of our house, and that's such an important part of Realty Shares because we're a tech company. We're creating efficiency through technology. Another person that comes to mind is our head of sort of capital market sales, Javier Benson. He was our fifth or sixth employee, and he's done such an amazing job growing with the company and becoming better at every step. So he's my right-hand man, and couldn't live without him. Couldn't run the business without him.
And if you forgot anyone, he's sorry.
Yes, and there's others,
you.
Too.
Like that the Oscars at the end.
That's why I don't want...
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, everyone's great, but those are just a few folks that come to mind immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a great team.
Well, thank you so much to my guest, Nav Athwal. He is the CEO and founder of Realty Shares, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
How would you like to learn the secrets to engaging followers on social media? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn. Become an influencer. Business Rockstars is lifting up the kimono and giving you the secrets to social media. And it's free. Join us for our Social Media Startup Bootcamp, a live online event Thursday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com. Learn from rockstar CEOs, including Leonard Kim, who will teach you how to become an influencer, Jennifer Puno, Instagram social media ninja, and SEO and social media guru Austin Hay. The Business Rockstars Social Media Startup Bootcamp. Engage and grow Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn social footprints. Click, like, share the Business Rockstars Social Media Startup Bootcamp live Thursday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up now. That's businessrockstars.com.
A new book tells how Georgia came to be known as the Peach State. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture, this is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through March 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Peaches account for less than 1% of Georgia's agricultural economy today. But at one time, the peach was the centerpiece for the state's identity. In his new book, The Georgia Peach, William Thomas Oakey says not just Georgia, but the entire South rallied around the peach following the Civil War.
And that was an era where there was a lot of talk of reconciliation between North and South. And the peach played really well in this environment because there was this need to sort of leave the past behind, leave the sort of impoverished, cotton, environmentally degraded South behind, and have a new reputation for the region. And peaches were perfect for that new reputation because they were beautiful, first of all, the fruit, and orchards have a kind of civilizational association. An orcharded landscape is a civilized, beautiful landscape.
Oakey, who teaches history at Kennesaw State University, says Georgia led the country in peach production at that time.
We grow a lot of peanuts in Georgia, too, And people will talk about the peanut state or the goober state, right? But it doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
You shouldn't have to
choose term life insurance. It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Most effective media channels that you should be communicating through these days for your business? Ike Alims is going to answer that for us. He's the founder of 1212. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. What are they, brother? You know what they are.
Well,
tell us.
Well, I think we can reframe the question. I would say, what is the most valuable way?
The one and only.
Yeah, I would say the most valuable. I would say,
should we say it together? Video?
Okay. It's got to be. You want
to be video.
Video. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be video, and I'll tell you why it's video. People don't like to read. Not everyone. You know, we're talking in black and whites, but there's a lot of gray. Yes, people love to read, but look at it this way. You're
it's
busy.
It's not as entertaining.
It's not as entertaining. It takes time. Look at it this way. You woke up in the morning, you got your kids ready, you made them lunch, you kissed your wife bye, you're driving to the office, you get three phone calls. In a mini break, you listen to CNN on the news and you check your social stuff. So you've got social, your wife, your work, your boss, you've got
your emails.
You've got like 954 things running in your mind. So why is video the most valuable one? Because out of all those 954 things, you might see something that you're attracted to intuitively, quickly. If a video is done properly, it has to connect this with this.
Brain and heart.
Right? It's got to get intellect and emotion. Mm. Okay? Selling intellectually is easy. Only. Selling emotionally is also easy. But selling intellectually and emotionally and connecting the two is very difficult. How do I say yes to your mind, and how do I make your heart say, oh wow, yes?
You just said the definition of one of my mentors, Dan Sullivan's definitions of selling: getting somebody intellectually engaged in a future benefit and then getting them to emotionally commit to take action towards the achievement of that benefit.
Right.
So it's, if you can get the intellect and the emotion combined, then you can get massive influence.
You win. So what's the easiest way to do this? First, I need to attract you. So I can do that by a creatively, beautifully shot video.
Grabbing the attention nowadays is one of the most valuable commodities, right?
Immediately. Yeah. Because, you know, everyone says something different. And you know, it's 6 seconds, 3 seconds, 1 second.
It's in the seconds. It's single-digit seconds.
I think it's in instances. It's in moments. You know, we're all humans, and we're made up of all our life experiences. Something that speaks to you might not speak to me, but it might speak to someone else. Mm-hmm. So you get the drift. So we have to get them emotionally, and then we have to communicate to them intellectually, just like we said. And video is a phenomenal way to do this, whether you're doing a 15-second snapshot video, a 30-second TV commercial, a 2.5-minute infomercial. You need to take your message and squeeze it into it. And when you do that, you can communicate with these people immediately. You know, everything I'm saying, it's nothing new. It's nothing you don't know, or it's not something that our viewers don't know. The craft here is in the execution. Really, can you do it?
How do I do that?
How do you do it? You know, we make commercials all the time, and we throw it back to ourselves. Am I intellectually into it? Is the consumer that this is geared towards going to be here? Is the consumer going to be here as well? And are they married? You know, it's like a couple. If you're constantly fighting, there's a problem. But if you're a couple and you're in unity, you're good. So video has to communicate that same exact way. And if we're able to do that, it's like a snapshot. We might not know why we like it, but we like it. Mm-hmm. You know, you might not know why you like purple, well, gray and black in this case, but you like it. Right.
Which ironically is one of my favorite colors, or at least was as a kid. And then I guess you keep saying purple? That as you grow up. See? That's my favorite color.
Yeah, purple. Right. I like purple. I like all colors.
Color royalty, actually.
Nice. Ah, I should have seen it coming. But yeah, video is immensely powerful because it communicates quick. It's like that push-pull. Video, you can just take it, right? You might not even consciously be listening 100%. But your subconscious mind is still going to take it in. Oh, gee, I wonder why. And then you see a retargeting ad or something else. But
yeah.
Video leads.
Which triggers it.
Video leads and everything else follows.
So the key right here is that the number one, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this, but the number one thing is video. Founder of 1212, Ike Alimsa, is telling us video is the number one thing to be using for media. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I want to know, though, do's and don'ts when it comes to video. Ooh. Because I've heard a lot of different things from a lot of people.
Good question.
It boils down to the context of the message to market match. But one thing I want to mention before we do that is we've never really seen words go viral. We always see videos go
interesting.
Viral. It's an interesting point there.
Yeah.
But as we dive into it, what are some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to leveraging a video that captivates both intellect and emotion?
That's an excellent question, by the way, and very important question that I think some people forget to ask before they produce a video.
That's why we're asking it.
Yeah. So do's, I think the most important do is honesty.
Mm. Transparency, authenticity.
You can't fake it.
Yeah.
You have to be honest. So what am I trying to do? What am I trying to communicate? You've got to communicate it honestly. If you communicate it honestly, it's going to come together. You're going to be able to do it. If you force something, human beings are immensely intelligent. I mean, what percent of our brain do we use? It's a tiny percent, right? So we're so intelligent that I'll give you an example. You go to a website and you see photos, right? If those are stock photos, not always, but a good chunk of the time, we can identify what's a stock photo versus a real photo.
Like, oh, you just bought that on Shutterstock.
Right. So So if you can, even if you don't consciously know it, maybe subconsciously you recognize it. So what are you telling your consumer? I have a website here, but I have a stock photo on it. So you're already lying. Maybe not necessarily, but do you see where I'm going with that? Lie is too strong of a word, but you're not communicating authentically.
You don't even care enough about your own brand. Right. You had to go and borrow it from this website.
And stick it here.
I got you.
So now, if a photo has an impact where a consumer might say, I don't know, back to that intuitively liking it or not liking it, but not knowing why. Now imagine the power of that in a video. Mm. So if I'm forcing a video of, you know, let's say I'm a shirt manufacturer and I'm forcing a video that I have the highest quality and this and that.
Yeah.
It just isn't true. It's likely going to come across untrue.
I love that, brother. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalk Radio.